And here's your prescription.
I know just the pharmacy to get this filled.
Who are you?
A pharmacy benefit manager. A middleman your insurer uses to decide which medicines you can get, what you pay, and sometimes even which pharmacy you should go to.
Why can't I go to a pharmacy in my neighborhood?
Because I make more money when you go to a pharmacy I own.
No one should stand between you and your medicine. Visit phrma.org/middleman to learn more. Paid for by Pharma.
Up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Erin on the Facebook message. Oh. She's mad because it starts out with, seriously.
Is it the mayonnaise again?
No. Stop with
No, that's Katie.
Taylor's trying to take over the house nonsense. She's a professional musician that needs to play music and rehearse every day. Any idea how much equipment she must have for her music, let alone her fitness and dance routines? This toxic garbage nonsense needs to stop.
We've angered the Swifties.
Yep, but she's probably right. It's probably a bunch of work stuff.
Yeah, sure. We didn't think that.
No, we didn't.
And these are jokes.
Of course you wouldn't think that.
If anybody, do not come after us. I don't care. I don't care. The Swifties are not our demo. I do not care.
What?
But the fact is, we are pro her because she's liberal. She's signing people up to vote, and for the right side, for history.
Yeah, if anything, I have more beef with Travis Kelce.
Yeah. I don't like
Screw,
the Chiefs.
Especially this but week. Screw that
like,
guy.
I like Travis Kelce a lot. I think he's cool. I hate the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. But she's cool.
She's amazing.
Yeah,
but my daughter loves her. I'm not into her. And I don't like guys my age or even your guys' age that act like they're into her music because you don't. You're not. You're not.
But
you're
she
phony,
makes a good point.
You're faking it.
That she's probably really likes a bunch of certain equipment.
Oh, sure.
That's got to come into the house so she can do her work.
Sorry, we didn't break it out. We're telling dick jokes here. Seriously.
Yeah. Seriously?
Seriously, these are dick jokes.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Ease up, Ashley, or whatever your name was.
But thanks for listening.
That is crazy for him to be like, oh, his girlfriend's moving her work stuff in, and it's just, it's Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I mean, the guitar.
I'm guessing she has
bedroom.
Sponsorships with all of these companies. Like, you see these guys who have guitar sponsorships, and they'll get 15 guitars sent to them by the company. I'm sure she's the same way. She gets massive shipments of this stuff.
Yeah. Ship.
Mints.
I don't care.
All right.
They play the best. Right. They're going to beat the Packers this week, aren't they?
Yeah, that's up in Green Bay, Sunday night football.
On Sunday night?
Yep.
Any woman that moves into a house, though, she's going to set some candle out or something, and he's going to be like, ugh.
I asked my wife to move into my condo when we first met. We were together maybe a month or so, and she was moving out of a friend of hers' place that she was living with for a little bit. And I said, why don't you just move in with me? I'd never lived with a woman before. So when I asked her that, I was as much as surprised as anybody. And then she came with our clothes and two cats. And I don't hate cats, so that was no big deal, except I didn't want cats. And I wanted her to be there so I could have somebody to have sex with all the time. But you're right. They bring stuff to the house. And if you're a bachelor, like Kelce has been his whole life, and I was my whole life, it is like, whoa, okay.
Oh, it's different.
All that stuff's there now.
Yeah. How long did your fog have?
But it was a condo. It wasn't a $6 million estate,
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah.
If he bought that when she's together, there's probably like a designated space for her to set up and
it's
work.
A $6 million estate. Yeah. So I'm guessing even $6 million in Kansas City is probably similar to $6 million in Omaha. It really is. And that $6 million in Omaha might be one of the biggest houses in Omaha.
It'll be palatial.
Right. Mm.
Yeah. I'm familiar with someone who had a woman just move in with him.
Yeah.
And I was at his house the other day, and there's a lot of extra crap there. And I'm pointing out, you would never put something like that up.
They just moved in?
Or she just moved in.
Oh, okay.
And you would never
it's got to be her house, too.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
But this is a break from the Eras tour.
Did Larry have the girlfriend move in?
No.
Oh, yeah, it was Larry.
Somebody else.
No,
I just won't give him up right now.
Oh, and I just got an email from Katie.
Your son's married, so it ain't him. Yeah.
Is it the Mayo girl again? She's like, I just turned on the car.
Oh, so she
screwed you guys.
Well, I mentioned Mayo earlier, and she didn't hear that. Okay.
Yeah.
So they cut that Corey. They got rid of that guy's contract. Chicago Blackhawk guy's name's Corey Perry. Who the rumor was he banged the mom
of a rookie
of a one of their high priced.
Yeah, I think
rookies.
He was like the number one pick.
Yeah, so did right.
He? Yeah.
Well, just you read the article. It's one of those the way they write articles now. It's like salacious stories going around. But he was cut. It was a family issue. We know why, because Blackhawk fans text us. They know that stuff. They hear that stuff. It's all over that social media situation. So I don't know if we have that. Like, one of us bangs your dad, Nick. Are we out of here? You know?
Go.
Wait, I'm out of my house. Don't, like, we have to tell you
if
about
you give
it,
him, though. Like, a severe injury, brain injury from a donkey punch or something, I might have an issue with that. If you're like causing him physical harm,
I'd be
like, what the hell, guys? Deb.
What the hell, guys?
So as long as we love him gently,
yeah.
It's fine.
No, I mean, like, does the company cut us because we banged Nick's dad, you know?
I don't think so.
Or push his mom? No, I guess not. They haven't cut me for years.
Yeah, obviously that hasn't happened.
Right, I don't know why there'd be a double standard just because it's another dude.
Right. I don't know why that would be a fireable offense.
Well, I think this is a situation where they upset the rookie. This guy's banging my mom.
I think that guy's like a high draft pick, too.
Yeah. And this guy's a veteran, but they cut him, you know? I'm not a Blackhawk. I got a good buddy of mine's a Blackhawk fan, though. I should text him. And he actually follows hockey, too. So
what's the guy that was cut married?
They put more stock in the kid that they just drafted than this veteran.
Yeah. They don't want the locker room cancer at that point. You bang the mom, right.
Well, that's going to stick around forever.
And, you know, in our situation, there is no up-and-coming star in this lineup.
No. Right. We're all old veterans.
Right. No high draft pick.
There is no rookie prospect.
No.
Not at all.
No. The crew here.
Grizzled all of us.
Not in the country either. Turn the dollar around, folks. You'll realize that.
And that is right there. That is the extent of our hockey talk for
that's it.
The entire season.
And it's because somebody banged a mom.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
That's what I love about it.
That's the only thing.
It's a great story.
There was an interesting story, another hockey story from some game where the ref gave everybody who was on gave everybody 10 minutes of the penalty box.
Yeah, it was a fight, and it was like I saw that, and then they talked about it a little
bit. Huge brawl.
How does that work then? Is the game just over? Because it was late in the third period. I think the penalty extended what would have been the rest of the game.
Well, there had to be a few guys who didn't get involved in the altercation.
There were 10 guys.
That got to play?
Yeah, well, maybe they just have bench guys come in?
Was it like one-on-one? Sure.
No, if you're in a penalty box, that's why it's a power play. There's nobody else replacing you.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
How do they fit all those guys?
Sometimes you'll see two guys in the penalty box, and it's an even bigger power play.
How would they fit
everybody in the
penalty box?
Once again, I don't want to talk too much because hockey fans yell at us real quickly.
At that Blues game I was at down in St. Louis, I was keeping a running text chain between one friend of ours who is a huge hockey nut.
Yeah, Meg.
Yeah. Just complaining about all the stupidity of hockey just to piss her off. I'm like, really? 18 minutes in between periods? These soft-ass hockey players need that much time?
That is a long time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree and catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sometimes during Christmas, something magical happens.
Hey, Cricket customers. The Max with Ads plan is included with the Cricket $60 unlimited plan at no additional cost. And this holiday season, Max is the one to watch when you're feeling festive.
Son of a nutcracker!
Cozy up to all the holiday classics, like Elf, 8-Bit Christmas, and the Harry Potter 8 film collection. Just log in with your Cricket username and password to experience Max on all your favorite devices. Phone plan streams and standard definition programming subject to change. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Nick poses a good question, though. How many seats are there in the penalty box?
Not that many.
They're not individual seats.
You'd have to stack them on top of each other.
What's the capacity of the penalty box? Because I've never seen more than two guys.
Well, there's two.
It can't be 10.
Guys aren't in the same penalty box, by the way. You don't shit with a guy from the other team in the penalty box.
I love that there's just that little divider between them, so they can still just like glare at each other.
Right, yeah, so they can't punch each other, right? Yeah. You bang
that
mom.
It's so funny. They're all grown men just sitting in
the,
I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble for 4 minutes. I have to sit in this box.
Oh, okay. Here's a,
put your dunce cap on.
Yeah. After they got everything separated, every skater who was on the ice at the time of the brawl was thrown out of the game.
Oh. So that's more than penalty box.
Yes. If you're thrown out, you're allowed to replace a guy?
I mean, I'm sure.
You play with somebody. Was it just, was it like the two goalies playing, air hockey?
Yeah.
Just shoving it back and forth at each other and banking it off the side. That'd
bounce,
be cool.
Yeah, you'd have to bounce it off.
Yeah. Nobody would score.
Unless the goalies were involved in this brawl.
Yeah. I just like two goalies out there just swinging at each other, one-on-one, you know.
If I were a goalie, I think I'd want to fight all the time. So you'd have a ton of protection.
You would. Yeah.
This
but you get down, you can't
stick.
Get up as quick, though.
Given
either,
the penalties and remaining time, the punishments were essentially player ejections. Despite the limited player availability for both teams for the rest of the game, Panthers managed to score one goal. Their final was 5-0.
So how many guys were on the ice?
Well, there's five plus a goalie?
Yeah.
Okay. That they had a full squad out there.
All right. And everybody on the ice got into the brawl, so everybody got thrown out.
Right.
Yeah. There was also a story I saw over the weekend of some college basketball game where, like, it was like New Mexico State ended up having to play with four players because so many guys fouled out.
They actually fouled. Oh, really?
I didn't know you could do that.
That's a big
deal. You can choose to play with less guys.
I thought that was probably just a forfeit. If you can't put five guys on the court, the game's over.
No, you're going to lose playing with four guys eventually.
And what's your roster in college basketball? Same as the NBA?
Yeah, you got 12 or 15
guys.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fouls.
There might have been some injuries too.
No, I think they said it was foul. It was foul.
I mean, some of the guys might not have been dressed. You know what I'm talking about? They probably had a depleted squad to begin with.
Yeah. Right, jumpsuits.
This guy's got a good point, though.
Eric suspended. He is married. Said he married his longtime girlfriend in 2015. So if he was banging this draft pick's mom,
plus the draft pick's got to think. Now is the draft pick's mom married?
It looked like there were pictures. They looked like recent pictures of her with a dude that looked like the draft pick's dad.
What's up with hockey moms? Like I said, Todd mentioned it earlier yesterday. They like to bang the players, man.
It's cold in the stands.
Yeah.
Okay. So this college basketball thing, they played the last 21 seconds of overtime with four players because they were in overtime. They played 44 minutes of ball, and six guys had fouled out.
I got it. That makes sense, then.
Yeah, so they just, okay, we're losing here. Let's just play the last 20 seconds here with four guys.
Yeah, but this hockey player's got to look at his mom now. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Because, first of all, some guys on that team are not just mad at the guy that they cut because he screwed up. They're also mad at this kid's mom. You know, because she inserted herself in the politics of that team, and he's a rookie. You know, no matter how touted a rookie is, the veterans are veterans. They've been around. They don't care. You know.
Well, he's never going to hear the end of this in a locker room.
No. Yeah. How's your mom doing?
He's trying to come in and earn the respect of his teammates and stuff.
My wife watches the Real Housewives of Miami, and that one has Pippen's ex on. And Jordan's son.
They're on that.
Yeah. And I saw a couple scenes with that.
Apparently Mike's not down with that.
Well,
he's not happy about that.
Well, it
what about Scotty?
Well, I mean, Scotty's obviously not happy
with it. Scotty hasn't made an appearance on this show. I saw a scene the other day. I said, oh, so that's Pippen's ex, and that's Michael Jordan's son. And they're living together. And she's got a mansion, you know. And
I think Mike's son wants Jordan to show up for the wedding and really. And I guess there's some question as to whether or not he'll show.
Is it because he doesn't like her?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Or he just disapproves of the whole relationship for some
reason.
Because
him and Pippen don't really are that tight either, by the way.
No, they've unfortunately had falling
Pippen
out.
Pippen thinks he deserves more credit, which he does, you know.
Absolutely he does.
Yeah. Plus, he's probably not like mad at Michael Jordan because Michael Jordan's son is banging his ex.
Yeah.
And they live together.
Doesn't help.
Well, they're in Miami now.
They're cohabitating?
Oh, yeah. They're together on that show. I think they are. Yeah. My wife watches it. Yeah.
All right. Well, we can make it all up to, was it Aaron that wrote us? And talk about Jordan's son taking over the house.
Yeah.
Putting his dad's posters up all over the place.
No.
Right.
He needs another closet for his shoe collection.
Yeah, he has a size 12 Pippins all over the living room floor.
But he's also got pictures. He's got posters of the Bulls with Pippin cut out, you know, and all the. Because there's a little jealousy there. That's your ex-husband.
Right.
Probably cut Scotty out of everything already.
He's played old school NBA.
I saw some people go down. I don't know the technicalities. I don't know the details about this relationship. But the fact is, apparently, he was young enough for Pippen, the wife, was around.
Oh yeah,
when he was too young.
When he was
he was babies. Like he was a guy. Get over here, Michael Jordan's kids.
He was probably between 10 and 20 when he was still around.
Yeah. She'd been at his birthday parties.
She was doing the Pete Kors. We'll wait.
Yeah.
She knew he'd be hot when she was 9.
Yeah.
Just like Quagmire said. Right. Come on back. Chill out, Swiftie.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.